Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. Welcome to the 160th episode of The Simple Sophisticate. Today, I am excited about sharing with you my review of a film I shared with my followers on Instagram. If you know what I was up to this weekend, you know exactly the film I'm talking about. It's definitely a Francophile find, and I'm eager to share my review at the end of today's episode. But I'm just as excited to talk to you about today's topic. We're talking about butterflies. In the literal sense, yes, as inspiration, but more so in the figurative sense and how we can draw inspiration from them. So that is what we're going to talk about today. But this is the episode just before the Ask Shannon episode, which will air next Monday, the 26th. And there are still a few days to get your questions in. We have a pretty full docket, but maybe your question will get its way onto the episode. And you can have the answer right here on the air next Monday on The Simple Sophisticate. So be sure to email me at askshannon@thesimplyluxuriouslife.com if you have a question about anything simply luxurious related. I'll do my best to answer. But now let's get started. Today's topic is called, the name of today's episode is called The Butterfly Moment in Life. Don't wait, just live well. I want to begin with a quote by Trina Paulus, and she states, "How does one become a butterfly?" she asks pensively. "You must want to fly so much that you are willing to give up being a caterpillar." In a blink of an eye, in an unexpected, ordinary moment, the unimaginable can materialize before our eyes. And in such a moment, due to its magnificence, a feeling of surreality washes over us. And we can stand confounded, yet buoyant, as it feels we've reached the surface finally, after much hard work, planning, and hoping, what seemed against hope. Butterflies have always been a source of spontaneous glee for me, as I shared more than 6 years ago in a post, which I'll link to in the show notes. Spotting a butterfly is a reminder that this is what the struggle was all about. Now you have the knowledge. Now you know how to fly on your own and reveal your gifts to the world without disguising yourself to fit in. Much like people that come into our lives and the opportunities that cross our paths, we cannot know when the butterfly will metamorphosize from the stage of being a caterpillar. 2 weekends ago, we decided to go paddleboarding, and along the way, the butterflies began to dance around me, like a child giddy at the sight of a new puppy. I all but tap danced on my board. As we continued to paddle, I noticed they were puddling, and it seemed endless butterflies were all clustered at this one wet, muddy puddle area on the side of the river. Never before had I been surrounded by so many fluttering wings, paying me no mind and going about their nutrient-gathering behavior. Now, if you're curious about what puddling is, I provide a link on the show notes, but it's just basically that. They are gathering the nutrients they need. Then again, this past weekend, as Norman and I were on a walk amongst the pines, more than a handful of butterflies joined us as we took our weekly constitutional. And I couldn't help but remember how 6 years ago, the butterfly that I wrote about was on the other side of the picture window in my home, and Norman was intent on watching it, trying to make sense of what it was. Now, today, this past weekend, a couple weeks ago, the butterflies were walking with us, and Norman wasn't batting more than an eye or a quick nod. And so I began to ponder further lessons that butterflies can teach us. Always trying to remember the lesson of the butterfly, as I mentioned earlier, these most recent encounters made me take note that no matter how badly we might want to become something or evolve into something, sometimes it is our intense focus that blinds us and prevents what we desire from materializing. While we must put out into the world what it is we wish to become, once these truths become clear to us, we need to step back and just go about the everyday tasks, take the necessary risks, and take on the uncomfortable challenges so that we can gradually grow and evolve into the person we wish to be. At that point, we don't know when we will attract the similar energy of others or jobs that we desire or beautiful life moments that take on the guise of that blink of an eye moment mentioned at the top of today's episode. We cannot know. Just as I could not have known about the many butterflies I was going to paddle into when I placed my board onto the water that morning. But here's the lesson. We have to keep putting our board onto the water. We have to keep paddling in order for those moments to have an opportunity to be discovered. You may be wondering, okay, Shannon, speak to me directly. What are you talking about? How can I apply this to my life right now? Help me out. Well, here's two specific things. First, decide what you want and how you're going to attain it, followed by focusing on what you've decided, and then letting go of what isn't part of that equation. Now, what you've just ascertained will be unique to each of us, but something that is universal, which will help each of us along our journey, is to strengthen 11 skills that I talked about earlier this year, and I will provide a link to those, don't worry. Each of these 11 skills are things we can all learn. No matter where we are in the learning process, even if we've never been taught some of these skills, we can all learn them and they will all help us. Here's some examples. How to love well, how to be a learner, how to be grateful, how to be present, how to master our mind. And that's just a few. I have a list of 11 skills that we all can incorporate and learn and become better at in order to attain that moment we're ultimately hoping will occur. That's the first thing that we can all do. The second thing is to focus more on our to-be list rather than our to-do list. And that was that post that I wrote a few months ago, and I provide a list of those items. There's more than 22 things that we can all choose to be rather than do, which will ultimately enhance the overall quality of our lives. The third thing that we can all do is to cultivate everyday habits that build a life of true contentment. Again, a post that I go in depth in, and that link will be on the show notes today. And the last thing is to simply become comfortable in our own unique skin. And that is, again, another post where I dive deep into how to truly do that, because it's not necessarily an easy process if we've never done it. We've always just followed along and done what we're told and never thought twice about why we're doing something. And sometimes we think we are comfortable in our own skin, but when we dive deeper, we recognize that we're not necessarily entirely in tune. And that's a huge aha moment, and it's a very liberating moment. So again, all those links to those posts are on today's show notes, the simplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast160. So when we tend to each of these, we let go of the stranglehold on the outcome, and then we hold fast to what we can each elevate. Yourself, and who you choose to bring to the table each and every day. And in so doing, the life that is meant to be yours will cross your path, and you and it will begin to intertwine as you recognize how well the two entities work together. This is the butterfly moment. The natural coming together and the ability to recognize it and appreciate it and be reminded that the life you've built did take work, and will continue to take work. But the work enables the quality of your life experiences as you travel together with your partner you have found, with the friendships you have built, with the career you have invested in. All of those things are heightened to a level you may not have truly trusted was possible. Edith Wharton says it beautifully regarding when the moment you've hoped for will actually happen, that butterfly moment, so to speak. Quote, They seemed to suddenly come upon happiness as if they had surprised a butterfly in a winter wood. You truly cannot know when it will all come together. But at least you know you'll be ready to walk with it when it crosses your path. And it all begins with what the first quote at the top of today's episode brings to our attention. Decide to let go of being a caterpillar in order for your wings to break through and reveal themselves to not only the world, but to yourself. You may just be amazed at what is hidden in the depths of your being, if only you would allow it to come forth. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. For all of those links, visit the show notes at thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast160. And I've also included a handful of similar posts and podcast episodes that I think you would enjoy if you want to dive further into this topic. But now stay tuned. Speaking of a butterfly moment, I have a beautiful film that will awaken and liberate the woman or man that wants to come to the surface. I'll be right back with this week's Petit Plaisir.
You okay?
Oh, I'll be fine. It's just my ears, you know. I think I should skip Budapest and just go straight to Paris.
I'm driving back now. May I make a suggestion? I'll take care of her.
That's very generous, but are you sure it's okay with you?
So let's pretend we don't know where we're going, or even who we are.
Oh, brother.
Driving is the only way to see a country.
Oh, it's incredible. Turn a little. Oh, yes.
Where are you?
I'm driving to Paris with one of your dad's business partners.
What up?
So how's Paris?
I'm actually not there yet. Jack wanted to stop for the night.
He what?
Santé.
Don't forget, he's a Frenchman.
Are you happy?
We have a good marriage.
That's what I asked you. Are you happy?
The Rhone River is nearby.
Are we ever going to get to Paris?
There's an excellent museum. You should go and see it.
No, no, please. We're going to Paris.
Voilà.
Escargot. But I thought we'd be in Paris by now.
Paris can wait.
Look, this lady. Let's make a little detour.
Who are you? And what have you done with my American friend, always in a hurry to get to Paris?
Okay, Jacques. Straight to Paris now, right?
This week's Petit Plaisir, in case you haven't seen the trailer that you just heard already, is the new film Paris Can Wait, starring Diane Lane and directed by Eleanor Coppola. Now, it hasn't hit the main theaters everywhere. I know a lot of readers have been commenting and sharing with me, oh, I'm waiting for it to come to my theater. I was in the same boat. It came out on May 12th, and it just came to Bend, Oregon this past weekend, but it was worth the wait. And I hope you have a theater soon that has it. If not, it will be available, I'm sure, in a few months on Netflix or Amazon. And it is something that I think will surprise you in a beautiful way. And so I wanted to share my thoughts on it, because after I went and watched it at the small boutique theater that we have in Bend, I shared, you know, that I had gone on my Instagram feed, and there were a variety of different responses of people who had watched it, and I thought it was lovely. And so I started contemplating what they thought about the ending, about the plot, and the whole film. And here are my thoughts. Here we go. So as I mentioned, this film is written, directed, and produced by Eleanor Coppola. Yes, that Eleanor Coppola, the wife of Francis Ford Coppola of the Godfather series, The Outsiders, etc., and has been married to him for more than 54 years. This film debuted at the Tribeca Film Festival this past May, and it is Eleanor's first narrative feature film. She's worked on other films and documentaries in the past, but this was her baby. This was hers and hers alone. But you wouldn't have known that it was her first. Now, not every single critic is loving it. It's getting about 3 out of 5 stars from if you averaged them all together. But for example, the Boston Globe felt it was strained and relied too heavily on cliches. But even those who did enjoy it came away unsure due to its ambiguous ending. But it is this ambiguous ending and approach that is precisely the different way of making a film that I believe makes it lovely. Let me talk about what I mean. Coppola has shared that the film's plot was inspired by her own life, but not every piece and parcel of the story. There was, for example, no male companion that makes this plot very engaging. Will she? Won't she? What's going to happen? Those kind of things. However, really quickly, I would encourage you to read her interview with the San Francisco Chronicle, as you will get to see in depth what her thoughts and approaches were to making this film. And I'll provide a link to that on today's show notes. The similarities, though. There was a road trip to Paris. And the reason she chose to drive to Paris instead of fly to be with her husband on a film location was because she had a head cold. While Diane Lane's character's ears were bothering her, that is the reason why her character takes the road trip rather than goes with her husband. So the plot basically begins the same way in real life as it does in the film. Also, along with the struggle that Diane Lane's character Anne wrestles with, is what Coppola herself did as well. The quote, inner conflict, the push and pull that she felt her whole adult life about pursuing her own creative ambitions while raising 3 children and supporting her husband's career, end quote. As well, both women, the character and Coppola, have suffered the loss of a child, which is briefly but touchingly included in the film, albeit the circumstances are different. Some readers have shared with me, as I mentioned a little while ago, that they didn't enjoy the insinuation of infidelity, but I think that may be taking it further than Coppola intended. As nothing occurred, merely adoration, and a woman, Anne, who was keenly aware and steadfast as she went about this journey. What this journey does do for Anne is awaken her to her strengths, to her passions, to the realization, yes, of her imperfect but still adoring husband. And by not giving viewers the concrete ending, leaving us wondering, Coppola does something I must applaud her for. She doesn't tell us how to think. She herself is someone who has been immersed, if not in the background, but definitely there in Hollywood due to her husband, then her daughter, and her son's successful involvement with Silver Screen Productions. She doesn't fall prey, however, to this formula. Maybe she does have a sequel in mind, as some readers have hoped. But after much contemplation, I hope that she doesn't. Because this film, as she stated, took 6 years to raise funds for, as it wasn't the film's plot, wasn't full of aliens, nobody dies, as she said, there are no guns and no car crashes, there was nothing that an investor wanted to invest in, there was no sex, no violence. Rather, it was a piece of her life she wanted to share and further explore. And in so doing, she allows the viewers to ponder what we don't often see in movies. A leading female role who is complete all by herself, so long as she embraces her passions, lets herself feel what she truly feels, appreciates her allure, which may be initially noticed due to her beauty, but is profoundly powerful and substantive due to her intellect and character. And whether or not she remains with her husband, who isn't perfect, or explores her attraction to Jacques, played by Anard Viard, who also isn't perfect or ideal as we see in the film, that shouldn't be needed for a happy ending. What the happy ending is liberation for Anne, who hears the reminder from Jacques, to share her talents first with her husband and perhaps the world if she so chooses. And then more importantly, to savor the pleasures of everyday moments and food and wine without rushing to Paris. If you're anything like me, you're going to be taking different types of photos after you watch this film, whether it's for Instagram or your own pleasure. Her delight in the little things, the food they eat. I want to try the fava bean bruschetta recipe that they nibble on. It looked so simple and divine. It is a scrumptious film. And to walk in with an expectation of a formula is to ruin the pleasure that this film can bring to your life. I hope you thoroughly enjoy it. If you are in Bend, this film continues to play at the Tin Pan Theater through this Thursday, the 22nd, and I'll provide a link on the show notes so you can find out where and when it's showing in your area. The show notes, by the way, can be found at thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast160. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Petit Plaisir, where each week ideas are shared to make the everyday all the more enjoyable. Tune in at the end of each Monday's podcast, where I'll recommend a book, a film, or a recipe. Anything that is a simple pleasure to satiate your sophisticated taste. Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, stop by the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, or pick up the book, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide. To stay caught up on the most recent podcasts, blog posts, and receive exclusive news as well as an extra dose of inspiration, subscribe to the Simply Luxurious Life's weekly newsletter, which arrives in your inbox each Friday to enjoy with a hot cup of tea or your morning coffee, just in time to jumpstart the weekend. Until next Monday, I'm your host, Shannon Abels. Bonne journée!
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.